Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
If you use any of the following phrases on a regular basis, you are more resilient than most of the people around you.
Yes. Let's go.
Okay.
You think you might get
some? Are these all going to be things that have been written on artwork in our hallways at some point?
Oh, opportunity golf course.
What was that one? Jesus saves, Gretzky scores on the rebound.
Yeah.
Is that what it said?
Yeah. Yes. Then there was the one
Focus
with
Eagle.
There
Focus
was Eagle. Teamwork skydiving.
Yeah.
All the people were holding hands while skydiving.
That's powerful. Right.
Wasn't there like dangerous. Persistence pig or something?
Ooh.
Forget.
What was the pig doing?
I'm not sure.
Just trying to climb a ladder?
Yeah, I'm not entirely sure what was happening, but.
All right, so this is from a psychologist at Harvard who did a study that found resilient people. These are phrases that tend to come up in their life organically and naturally.
Harvard.
Okay. Sometimes you just got to park the car.
Number one, I can get through this. Emotional resilience is often associated with grit and mental toughness. There's an understanding that we have to be strong and overcome adversity without letting it break us. Now, you might not say, yeah, I can get through this. But you may have thought to yourself, well, this sucks, but it'll pass. That's another version of that.
Yeah, I mean, I thought that a bunch of times, I suppose.
See, I immediately go to, I'd just rather throw myself off a bridge. So I'm out for this one.
Not particularly resilient.
Okay, well, not this one.
Everything's the worst.
Yeah. I feel broken. I don't want to live.
Everything's fine.
All right, how about number two? I'm not going to let myself be a victim.
No, I like to be the victim for a little while sometimes.
Yeah. Victims get lots of attention.
Yeah, I like it when people feel bad for
they
me.
They didn't
for
interview
a while.
That woman on TV because the snake gave her a lottery ticket and a Slurpee.
Right.
They interviewed her because she was a victim of a snake/hawk attack.
Yeah, if she was a tougher person, she wouldn't even have been told the news.
Right? She'd have just been like, yeah, well. Side note, a snake attacked me, and then a snock came and helped me.
Yeah.
A snock.
It was a snock attack. Yeah.
It was a snock attack. You may not say, I'm not going to let myself be the victim, but you may say something like, you know what, this will not define me or ruin my future.
No one talks like that.
Maitland, does anyone talk like that?
All the time.
See, Steve?
Mm-hmm.
Don't be a don't be.
Be a doobie.
Is that how it goes?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Life is hard. Wait, people who say life is hard are more resilient?
Life is hard.
I say life is a highway.
Resilience is associated with the basic acceptance that life isn't always fair and that we all experience emotional hardships. They say people that say things like, well, I'm not always happy with how things play out, but it's part of the journey. This makes it seem like no one is resilient because I thought everyone said that.
I would say I think. Most people would at some point go, well, not the way I wanted to go, but gotta go.
I feel like these are all a little too passive for when you're really going through stuff. Like nobody's just like, that's all part of the journey. People are more like, this journey sucks and I'd like to get
this
off
journey
it.
Journey is stupid.
Whatever trail this is that I'm going down, I picked the wrong road. Can somebody give me another one, please?
Walk back to the other fork.
Maybe this one. Number four. This too shall pass.
I've definitely thought that one.
I have too.
I mean,
better today than yesterday, better tomorrow than today.
I mean, these are all kind of the same.
Each day is an opportunity to feel a little bit better.
Opportunity golf course. There we go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See? Mm-hmm. These were up there. Mm-hmm. Number five. This one's so annoying. I mean, it's right, but it's really annoying when somebody says it. Go ahead.
It is what it is.
Blondes have more fun.
That's on here. Steve, I'm not going to, it's not the next one, but it is what it is. It's on there.
I don't mind it is what it is.
I don't like it when other people say it.
Yeah, I don't like, love
I,
it, but.
I don't like it if somebody else says something about something that's my problem. You know what I mean? Like if you say it about your own problem, it's like, well, okay, that's a good attitude. But if I'm like, yeah, my lawnmower caught on fire and then a snake and a hawk attacked me and somebody goes, well, it is what it is. And they turn around and ask for a Diet Coke or whatever they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And be like, well, suck it. I wanted you to have some empathy for me. But it is what it is. The next one is, what can I learn from this? Ugh. Why do you have to try to teach me things?
Yeah.
It's not all a lesson.
Sometimes you don't want to learn.
No.
I don't want to be your lesson. I don't want to be learned from.
Sometimes being people say, you know, fat, dumb, and happy. That's a good way to go.
Yes.
Number six. I need some time. This is a strong, resilient, smart person that says, I need some time. Feeling a strong emotion, so I'm going to take a moment to soak it in and be with my thoughts before I respond.
Figure it out.
I think I've gotten better at that.
Me too.
Yeah, I do that.
Instead of the initial, you know, whatever the reaction is, this person's trying to screw me over or whatever.
Yeah.
Try to take a step back and be like, oh, let's look at this from a different angle.
My therapist says it as, you need to sit with that a little longer. I think you should sit with that a little longer.
You mean stew?
And I'm like, is that her way I shouldn't immediately react to this?
Is that her way of saying, you need to settle down?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So you can say that to ladies?
You could say it to anybody who's upset.
Yeah, they like it.
Sir?
Good reminder.
Ma'am? You need to sit with this a little bit longer.
Do you think you're being just a little hysterical? Maybe walk it back and think about what you're doing.
I think if you say it to a lady, you should just leave it at, you should just sit.
That sounds terrible too, Kelly. Kelly.
Yeah.
That one's mainly.
I know, it's hard to tell us apart.
Yeah.
Having more than one woman in the workplace.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Kelly says, keep it simple when telling a woman what to do.
Yeah. Just tell them to sit. Sit.
Yeah, you can't give
Don't make it too complicated.
As Kelly said, you can't give a lady two directions at once. She'll forget the second one.
Yeah, that's what I said.
You don't tell a dog to sit down and go get a stick.
No.
No.
Because he'd be like, which one?
It's too much.
You said that, not me. Yeah. I disagree.
Ladies are simple-minded.
Yeah.
Maitland, I disagree with that. I think you can understand two directions at once.
What would you say? I only heard the first part.
Number 7, I still have a lot to be grateful for. That's something a resilient person says.
Yeah.
Even that lady that got attacked by the snock team, she was still grateful that she was alive and that she was okay.
Mm-hmm.
That the hawk saved her life.
Yeah.
In the most traumatic and ill-formed fashion possible. And that it also tried to kill her. Number 9, I'm letting this go. Forgiving this doesn't mean it was okay. It just means that you're not letting it weigh you down anymore. That one I like. I like the don't let this beat you twice thing. Mm-hmm. Not always great at
that. That one's the toughest one, though, I think.
It is. But it turns out, I think a lot of people are more resilient than we thought.
Yeah.
You know, I feel the opposite about myself after hearing that entire list. I thought, I'm resilient.
You've
gone
backwards.
I realize now I'm just a dramatic little bitch.
Maybe you should sit with it some.
I think I'm going to. I'm just going to sit, actually.
Yeah.
Calm down.
I don't know. I think you've probably had 3 or 4 of those, didn't you?
Yeah.
That you checked the box?
Yeah, occasionally.
Yeah.
Sometimes they apply.
I tell you what.
Feeling resilient,
I have said all of those 9 to other people when it applies to their situations. It's easy.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
It is what it is, yeah.
You know, I think it's time for you to let go.
Let go, God.
Yeah. Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.